From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large for Friday, February 14th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on Ozarks, Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com helps us keep up with the moving pieces in the puzzle that is the 2014 Arkansas election.
First, changes to the state's private option Medicaid expansion are making their way through the Arkansas legislature. Yesterday, the Joint Budget Committee approved new language in the program's fiscal appropriations bill. The amendments involve the state seeking federal approval for establishing health savings accounts, which increase the number of adults who must share health costs. It also involves tweaking how much non-emergency transportation will be provided to people enrolled in the private option. At the meeting, State Representative John Burris said there would be a hard deadline for attaining approval.
You could consider we will have input beginning in August, and then a final submission in September. And then again, if there's no approval by December, according to all of the terms and conditions and law, the drawdown begins with an absolute cutoff date of February 1st.
Burris says he's confident the federal government will support the plans, but says the private option will end if they aren't approved. While questioning Burris, State Representative Hank Wilkins explored the possibility of Arkansas not getting the federal waivers, leaving the legislature with a big problem.
Don't you think that a March 1 date would be better than a February 1 date?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on your perspective.
In terms of the legislature having time to really address the issue. I mean, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, I think the, you know, my intent of this, and I think the legislature's intent, was to create a situation where there was an incentive for the federal government to agree with us.
The Joint Budget Committee also gave approval for State Representative Nate Bell's plan to block funding for efforts to promote and advertise the private option and federal health insurance marketplace in Arkansas. The private option appropriations bill now goes to the full House and Senate, where they require a 3/4 majority vote for passage.
The proposed amendments to Arkansas's private option are largely aimed at garnering more support for the legislation, which has lost key support in recent weeks. Legislators are trying to avoid a projected $89 million budget shortfall that would surface without the private option. Speaking after an event in North Little Rock and after the amendments passed out of committee yesterday, Governor Mike Beebe was optimistic.
Anytime you got to get 75%, it's it's a high bar. But we did it before, and we'll struggle and fight and claw and persuade to do it again.
While the governor says he doesn't find the amendments ideal, he says it's important to be willing to compromise with others. At this time, obtaining support in the Senate poses the biggest hurdle for reaching the 3/4 vote needed to reauthorize funding for the private option. Just 9 senators can override the bill.
As we mentioned yesterday, Congressman Tim Griffin has jumped into the crowded race for lieutenant governor. Griffin says the lieutenant governor's position is ideal because the duties of the office are limited to leading the state Senate when it is in session and serving as acting governor when the governor is out of state. Congressman Griffin says his experience in Washington as a 2-term representative of the 2nd District and as an advisor to President George W. Bush would serve him well in Arkansas.
Governor Beebe has proclaimed all flags are to fly at half-staff tomorrow in honor of Jake Harrell. The Arkansas Forestry Commission pilot was found dead earlier this week after a week-and-a-half-long search found his crashed plane. His plane went missing when a winter storm encroached on the routine fire detection route on which he was flying.
Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art has acquired a new work by renowned artist Jeff Koons. The installation, titled Hanging Heart, is a 9.5-foot-wide bright gold heart made out of chromium mirror-polished stainless steel, and it is one of 5 similar yet unique versions of the sculpture. The giant heart of steel weighs 3,000 pounds and is suspended from the ceiling of the bridge building that is home to 11, the restaurant at Crystal Bridges. This particular sculpture was the only one retained by Koons until acquired by Crystal Bridges last year. Koons is known for continuing the pop art tradition that was originally made popular by Andy Warhol.
The Arkansas women's basketball team gained a commanding victory at home last night. The Razorbacks defeated the Alabama Crimson Tide 75-55. Arkansas's point tally, a season high. The win makes Arkansas 17-8 on the season, 4-8 in conference play. They'll return to Bud Walton Arena next Thursday when they host Vanderbilt.
And the University of Arkansas softball team opened its 2014 home schedule yesterday. Arkansas swept its two-game home opener with an 8-0 win over Jackson State and an 8-1 win over Butler. The pair of wins put the softball team at 4-3 so far this year. The softball Razorbacks play today as they host St. John's in day two of the Arkansas Invitational.
Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 21 in northwest Arkansas, upper 20s for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunshine tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 50s. And for Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows from 31 to 36.